Recording started.
Well, welcome everybody to this Monday Business Builder call with Relive UK. And we are just delighted to hear you on the line and to know that you are listening in to hear what is actually the reality of Relive. If you're listening for the first time, you may not know too much about the company, too much about the business opportunity, too much even about the products. And what you're going to hear today is the reality of what is actually happening for people. It's not a, you know, well, if you do this, maybe that might happen. This is just the reality of what's happened. Really, there's a 31-year-old food science company that was established in America by a wonderful couple, Bob and Sandy Montgomery. And originally the business was based on a product that was actually put together and formulated by Dr. Theodore Kalogris, and he was the longest-serving microbiologist with the World Health Organization, and he put this product together to help himself. He had severe pain that was keeping him in a wheelchair, and he was able to get out of that wheelchair thanks to this product, and he didn't know how to market it, but Bob and Sandy came to his rescue after many years of trying the products themselves with great results, and that is how Relive was born. As I say, 31 years ago. And Relive started at their kitchen table and starts from many people's kitchen table. It's a business that you can work from home. You can work in the hours that you wish. It can be part-time. It can be full-time. And it just gives you a wonderful opportunity to change the lives of other people in the two areas that they really worry about the most. One is their finances, because most people have more concerns about how they're going to pay bills or keep a roof over their head or have that holiday or take time off than they do worry about what nutritional food they're going to put in their body. But actually, they need both. We have amazing products. And first of all, we're going to hear from people just what's happened for them since they started taking these products. In other words, how they felt before and how they feel now. Really, this is not a cure. This is not about saying that if you take this product, X, Y, or Z is going to happen. This is fuel for your body, and it's what your body can do that is so amazing. So first of all, I'm going to go down to Sheffield to Anne. Anne, would you like to come on and just explain how come you got to try Relive? Because it wasn't there on the shelf in a shop. So how did you hear about it?
Thank you for asking me to come on, Leslie. Well, first of all, I've been looking for quite some time to find some way of getting my son off of Ritalin, because my son had ADHD and epilepsy. And I've been looking for 3.5 years for an alternative to that medication. Out of the blue, I got a phone call from a friend of mine who I hadn't seen for some time. And he came to see me and he said, you really need to try your son on these products, because he knew my dilemma. And I did start my son on the Now for Kids, and I did get him off the Ritalin in 3.5 months with it. But I had my own health issues. At the age of 47, I was falling to bits. I had a lot of fatigue. I had a lot of pains in my arms and legs. I was having migraines, restless leg syndrome, and the list goes on. But the first thing I noticed when I started taking Relive was within 3 days, a skin condition that I'd had for 2 years on the back of my hands stopped itching. And within 2 weeks, it had completely cleared up. And that was something that even the doctors hadn't been able to solve. So I continued to take Relive. And over the following weeks and months, all of my ailments disappeared. And what happened was I started to sleep better. I started to have more energy. And my aches and pains gradually went away so that I didn't have those pains anymore. The restless leg syndrome, I don't suffer with that anymore. I don't have migraines. And I just feel, 10 years on, I feel far better than I did 10 years ago. I will always take these products because I don't want to feel like I did 10 years ago. And So that's my health story, and I'm really, really glad that that person introduced me to these products.
Absolutely, Anne. And, you know, Stephen would not be in a great job living independently if it hadn't been for all these changes that happened to him. So
that's,
we'll have Stephen on again to share his own story. Now he's 25. I can't believe it. Thank you so much, Anne. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing that.
Pleasure.
Well, now I'm going to go down to Northampton to Faith. Faith, would you like to come on and share how Relive came into your life?
Yeah, sure, Leslie. Good evening, everyone. As Leslie introduced me, I'm Faith, living in Northampton, and my background is in administration. I was introduced by a friend who knew I had an interest in my health in a more natural approach rather than prescription drugs. And the reason she knew that, or she was concerned for me, was because I'd been diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and that meant painful joints throughout my body. And like Anne, I also suffered from migraines, but I also had a frozen shoulder. And it was when the right arm was a frozen shoulder, when the left arm became very similar, and I went to the doctor, and then it continued from there, I got the diagnosis of osteoarthritis, which of course meant I didn't sleep well. And when you don't sleep well, you drag yourself around during the day. But when I got regularly and consistently taking the products, Leslie, I noticed that I wasn't dragging myself around during the day. I continued to the point when I realized I didn't need painkillers for my joints. And at some point, and I don't know when, I realized that my right shoulder, which had been frozen and I couldn't move freely, had become completely free. Now I'm 65. I'm officially a pensioner. I'm very proud to tell everyone that. I certainly don't feel 65, and I've got the energy to be with my grandchildren, who are with me tonight, have the pleasure of running around the house with them, playing football, getting down on the floor, and not having that groan that we sometimes hear older ones have to suffer when their joints ache. But no, Leslie, that's been absolutely nothing for me now, so it's been a joy.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Faith. There'll be a lot of people who relate to that. I know. When you used to get down on the floor and couldn't get up again, and now it's so easy. Thank you so much. Well, now we're going to go across the pond to Virginia, to Deborah Weaver. Deborah, you have had some amazing benefits through taking these products, and I'd just love you to share that with everybody on the call.
Thank you, Leslie. I would love to share the hope that was given me. I am Deborah Weaver. My husband and I live here in Gratiot, Virginia. We have three daughters. And I was 16 and a half years ago, I was looking for answers. I had a lot of health challenges. The first I heard about Relive, I was dealing with cancer the second time. First time I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, I was pregnant with our youngest one, and they took her 5 weeks early, did extensive treatments, what they called the Red Devil, which killed my whole immune system and told me that cancer would be back and I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't have an immune system to fight when it come back. And that's when it come back a year and about 4 months later, and I was looking for answers. And I had tried handfuls of supplements, going to the nutritional store, and friends and family were saying, try this, try that. And I tried a lot of different things, trying to build my immune system up. But it wasn't balanced like Relive is to the cells. And even though they were good products, I was not getting results. And I wasn't a scientist to know how to put it together. But a family member introduced us to Relive at that point and invited us out to a presentation. And that's when I heard the whole story, heard how it built your immune system up to fight and rebuilt healthy cells. Two things I was praying for. We went home, we prayed about my husband and I because he was very skeptical. I was skeptical because I thought we tried everything. But it sounded too good to be true. We got started thinking, you know, we'll just get our money back if it doesn't work. Well, the first shake brought me on my bed with energy, and in 2 weeks I woke up pain-free. That was huge. And my husband even saw. I being in not all that pain, I would have heavy brain fog, and people would know me, and I didn't know them. I slept the whole night through, and the brain fog lifted, and I just felt like a new person. That was exciting. I had one carpal tunnel operation. I was scheduled for the second one. I didn't have to. I was able to call in and cancel that appointment. The pain from my shoulders to my fingertips was no longer there. And I had heart palpitations severe due to the side effects of the treatments. And I would turn blue several times, very scary moments. Didn't know if I was going to make it. No longer deal with that. When they tried to kill the mask at the end of my lungs that was wrapped around the main arteries of my heart, they also damaged my lungs. And I was on the breathing machine, was able to get off of that, and that was such a blessing to me. But 8 months down the road was the biggest results. I had, when they tried to kill the mask at the end of my lungs wrapped around the main arteries of my heart, they killed my thyroid. Told me I'd be on Synthroid the rest of my life. Well, I was so sick, thinking cancer was back 8 months down the road, being very consistent on the product. And I went to the doctor for my checkup, and I said, I know cancer's back. He said, well, we'll do the CAT scans, blood work, and go from there. Well, he come back, and he said, you do not have cancer, and everything is fine, except you're taking too much Synthroid. And he said, they killed your thyroid, so you won't go off of it. Well, he sent me home and forgot to tell me how much to decrease it. And that's when I slept the whole night through, woke up. I did not take my Synthroid, forgot to take it, cleaning my house, doing things. I was very active that morning. My husband come home at lunch and said, I haven't seen you this active in a long time. Got talking. He said, did you take Synthroid? I said, oh, I forgot. He said, don't take it. He said, that's what's making you sick. I have not took that for a little over 16 years now. I went back to my cancer doctor, and he said, told him I wasn't taking Synthroid. He got very angry with me, said I could have a stroke and I could have things go wrong if your thyroid don't work. I said, but I feel good. He said, we'll do blood work. Blood work was fine. He said, come back in 6 weeks. You'll be back on it. In 6 weeks, it was better yet. He told me never to go off of Relief. It assimilated my thyroid to work again. And I'm off of all medications. It is such a blessing. But 13 years ago was the third bout of cancer. And I didn't go off of Relief, but I was under a lot of stress. We had to move in a short time. I was homeschooling my girls. And I focused on the move and didn't get all of my shakes in. And breast cancer did return. They told me the Hodgkin's lymphoma treatments causes breast cancer. And I told the doctor, he said it, when he did the scans, he said it was the size of a large English walnut with lesions all around it. He said in 4 weeks it would go to the other organs and I wouldn't make it. The lesions would. And I told him, I said, in 3 months I was cancer-free of the lung cancer. I just wanted to do Relief and flood my body. He was not happy with us. But in 4 weeks, I went back to him, and it had shrunk in half, the tumor. He said, when do you want to come back? I said, in 6 weeks. And in 6 weeks, it shrunk in half again. The lesions all around the tumor were 75 to 80% invisible. He said, I don't know where they went to. We've got to operate to find them. And I looked at him, and I said, the good Lord is healing me. I just want you to monitor it. And we went back two different times after that, and it was no longer showing. We are so grateful for what the person shared Relive with us and given me my life back. We know God is a healer, but he gives us good things. And Relive was the answer for us. My child I carried through with cancer has was a preemie and has a lot of issues herself, and she has come a long way. And our whole family got results. We'll always be sharing Relive.
Wow. And Deb, can I ask you what products you were taking? I know we don't have everything you have in the States, but just out of interest, how much product were you taking?
When I had the breast cancer, the last time I was fighting the doctors, I took what Katie Dean was my mentor. Mm-hmm. It was 3 scoops of Classic, 2 scoops of Energize, 1.5 scoops of Fiber, and I did 1/2 scoop of Silly Essential and 1/2 of Provantage. Mm-hmm. I did 1 whole scoop of Author Effect, and a fourth of a scoop of Celebrate because he damaged my heart. And then I did a whole scoop of Celebrate. We don't have Celebrate anymore, which we have Lunarich X capsules, which is excellent. But that's what I took 6 times a day, and in between those shakes, I did 2 scoops of Reverse Age 3 times a day.
Right. That's brilliant.
And I did it for 5 months, and then I went down to 4 the next month. I mean, the 4th month, I went down 1, and then I went down another the third month. But I stayed there for a while. I can do with 2 now. I still take a lot of product.
Yeah. Well, God, goodness me. I have so many notes written down, Deborah. Thank you so much for sharing all that with everybody. And I know I'm going to come back to you in a moment because, obviously, when you get great benefits, you do tend to share with others. So, first of all, though, I'm going to say, that just as I said before, really make no claims for cures, but it is amazing. Just listen to these stories. Just see, hear what is happening for people. Imagine if you were the person that had introduced Anne or Faith or Deb to these products. How good would you feel having made that difference? It is just incredible. And because we have such great products, or as well as having great products, we have a great business opportunity. And first of all, I'm going to go to Faith. Faith, you didn't stop with just getting rid of your own problems, but what prompted you to get involved with the business side?
Oh, yes, Leslie. Well, yes, I got my own results. Excuse me. And I went along to a presentation and I heard some amazing stories. I was really impressed by the people that I met and their willingness to share and the great results that they had, not only with their health, but helping others and to earn a good income. So I've been made redundant and I decided to come in at that top profit level as a master affiliate because that made sense to me. I thought, well, if it's going to be a business, you might as well start where at the top profit level. And so I started to share with friends around me that noticed the changes in me, and they either tried the products or tried the products and came in the business, and my check started to grow. And what was one of the exciting things, Leslie, about sharing the business opportunity is that you can help others and they can achieve even better than you. Depends on their time and effort that they put in and what they want to achieve. And I helped a friend of mine who wanted to leave her night work, and she got to just over £2,000 in 1 calendar month after just a few months. And she was able to give up her night work and retire. So, you know, that really made such a difference. And it was just such a wonderful experience to help someone to achieve that. And that's just one of the reasons to keep going and helping others.
Wow. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Faith. It's about what you can do for other people too. We really do take ourselves out of the equation and just focus on helping other people, whether it be through their pocket or their health. So thank you so much for sharing that, Faith. But I'm going to go back across the pond to Deb, because you did start to share with people, didn't you?
I did. And that was the second blessing we were praying for, was how we could afford it, because we did not have it. We had no insurance, so we had a lot of medical bills. So we were praying for a way, and we saw the business where I could come in at the top profit level. We prayed about it. We come in at the top profit level, maxed our last 3 credit cards. That was all the credit we had. And in 3 months, our product was gone. People started asking, what are you doing? You look better. They wanted some too. And it was exciting when I saw their results, because I didn't think my results was that great until I saw somebody else getting results. And I really didn't know what I was doing, but my upline kept helping me, and we were a team. And by the end of the year, we did our taxes. I averaged $500 a month that first year. And when I realized what I really had, I could really help my husband, and we could get our debt under control. We started sharing more with the passion. The next year, it was $1,000, and then it was $2,000. Our highest month was $8,000 a month. And that has been a true blessing to our family and our finances, because we were definitely needing some, But then I look back, each dollar represents somebody I was able to help and touch and give them the same hope that was given me. So I really appreciate the person that shared it with me.
Wow. It's just, you know, every time I hear stories, it just really reinforces that we have the best business opportunity, the best products in the whole of the world of network marketing. So thank you so much for coming on all the way from Virginia. Thank you, Deb. Appreciate you being on the call. And now I'm going to go over to another country, to Northern Ireland. Well, not quite another country, but certainly across the more water. David, would you like to come on and just share what your and Rachel's journey has been through the business? Because we all know that that wasn't on the cards when you first looked at Relive as a product to help Rachel. But go ahead and share what happened with the business.
Hi, Leslie. Yes, thanks for having us on the call. As you say, I'm David from Northern Ireland, and we didn't honestly see the benefit of the business through Relive at the start. We were introduced, obviously, to the products for Rachel's health, and we didn't see the benefit of a business. But at that time, we would have been struggling financially. We would have been going to the supermarket and picking out the things that we could actually afford from the shelves. And, you know, from my point of view as a husband who had to provide for the family, I didn't really see any prospects in my job that I could, you know, progress or anything like that. So there was no hope really as such. When we got introduced to Relive, within a very short space of time, we went to the master affiliate level, the top profit level. And literally just through helping other people and using our upline basically to help us with those appointments, we didn't really know what we were doing at all. And the fourth month in the business, just literally sticking to the system, doing follow-up calls, three-way calls, we were placed top in Europe, which was absolutely fantastic. We had won our way over to the international conference in America. And we hadn't had a holiday, I think, in about 7 or 8 years. So we were able to take the whole family on holiday, which was absolutely fantastic. We went to the States for, I think, 3 weeks it was, and we went to the conference. We just met lots of new people. It was absolutely fantastic just to get away out of this wee country. And, you know, Leslie, it was just really by helping other people with their health and their finances. And suppose at the start, we would have been looking for sick people, people who weren't well. But then we began to realize that, you know, it's not just sick people who can take these products. You know, this is actually to help people in the business and to help people financially. Our top month so far in all forms of income has been just shy of £5,000. It's been an absolute roller coaster. It's been fantastic. We've really enjoyed doing what we do. And whenever we were introduced to the business at the start, our upline had mentioned to us, and Joe and Carl had actually mentioned to us, you know, we will travel the world together. And I thought, yeah, right, that'll never happen. But it has came true because we have been in the Netherlands. We have been in Paris now, I think, 4 times. We're just back from Disneyland Paris there a few weekends ago at the conference. And we're able to take the children to the park again, which was fantastic. And we have been to Lapland. We're on a trip to Lapland at the beginning of this year, which was absolutely fantastic. And it's just been really nice, and not just being selfish about the thing, because we've been able to help lots of people on our downline as well, win trips and get the whole across hall and places again. It's just so nice to be able to help other people in your organisation to win trips and to get bonuses, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. And it's just all by helping people through health and finances, Leslie. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Well, you deserve it because you work for it. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing all that, David, because, you know, you definitely went from skeptic to believing in what you have hold of. And it's wonderful to hear what's happening for you and the family, because you've got 3 wonderful kids. And it's great to know that you can build something that you can will on to those. So thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Leslie.
Well, you know, if all of that wasn't enough, we have a special guest, and I hope George is on with us. George, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, great. Well, sorry to keep you waiting, but George Blevins is a presidential gold ambassador, I think, which just means that he's helped an awful lot of people. And I was interested to hear Deb say that she is actually in your downline, so it's lovely to have two people from the same network coming in and sharing their stories at the same time, because it must make you feel good, George, to hear Deb's story and know that you had a hand in that. It's wonderful. But would you just share your story, your journey with everybody, and then we'll just briefly talk about special events and mats, which we have one coming up in December, and we'd love your take on what people should be doing now in order to make sure they're there in December.
Okay, I'd be glad to do it. I remember the presentation where Deborah heard about Relive the first time. She and her husband were sitting on the front row looking at us and wondering what was wrong with us. And they weren't smiling. So, you know, sometimes you're doing a presentation and you don't know what's going on beside in people's lives, so you just have to, by faith, just do what you're supposed to do and do as well as you can. And we've enjoyed working with she and her husband and daughter for a lot of years, and they're dear friends. And but anyway, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I wasn't looking for Relief, but I was looking for a way to build retirement income. With all the changes that had happened in business, ups and downs and everything, I hadn't been able to put the money aside, and plus my wife's health. My wife's a type 1 diabetic, and she's gotten great results from the product. But my wife was introduced to Relief by a lady from North Carolina, a nurse, and she was skeptical, but she heard some of the stories and got on the products, and she started getting some results with her energy. She liked the people, and so she wanted to get involved in the business. And I guess one of the smartest things I did was I supported her. And sometimes husbands don't seem to do that, but I guess I was just fortunate that I did. And, you know, she got in the business and made an extra $650 the first month, and then the next month she made $1,000. Then she wanted to go to a conference in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I wasn't in favor of it, but she persuaded me that I wouldn't see my money again if she didn't go to the conference, and so I changed my mind, and I sent her to the conference, and I'm glad I did, because while she was there, she wanted a Caribbean cruise. Well, I had wanted to take her on a Caribbean cruise, and so knowing we were going on this cruise, I didn't know anything about it. The business, and I figured, well, to have a good conversation and show I was grateful that they were giving us something, I would go to a Tuesday presentation. And so I did that, and while I was there, I heard, you know, stories. There was about 8 people sharing their stories with all kinds of different autoimmune problems. I never heard of a food that would help people like this. And I said, man, if there's a food out there that helps people like this, not only can you help a lot of people, but you can build a business. And then there were people that had financial freedom. You know, they could get up to crack a noon if they wanted to. And so so I said, well, maybe this is something my wife and I can do together. And we could show our children, you know, how we could build a business. I'm not a salesman, never, you know, I'm not an expert in doing network marketing. But one of the nice things about it is it's not what you know, but who you know sometimes. And our upline was successful. And so what we did is we became very teachable and started sharing with people. And first year we made an extra $3,000 a month. And by the second year, it grew to $5,000 a month. And then by 3.5 years, part-time, it was over $100,000 a year. And I said to myself, man, if you can make this kind of money part-time, you could probably do better full-time. So after it was consistent in terms of the income, we phased out of the real estate business. And we've been doing Relive ever since. Our businesses continue to grow. Now we make a very healthy income. Our best month has been over $32,000. You know, and that just represents a lot of people that we've helped. We've helped to train them and help them to get results. And then we have, you know, and then we have a lot of fun. Since we've been with the company, they've sent us on 70 all-expense-paid trips to all kinds of exotic places, the Caribbean. London was our first first international trip. And we were brand new ambassadors, so we were ambassadors to London. But anyway, we I've had a lot of fun, but vacations are more fun if somebody else pays for them. In addition, it's a residual income, and about 7 years ago, one of the dreams I had was going getting a degree in music, and so I went back to school and got a degree in music. I'm the oldest person that's ever graduated from the School of Music, but that was a lot of fun, and plus that having that degree in music and is taking me to Moscow and Cuba and Quito, Ecuador, Bulgaria and Romania. And so we, you know, we love the business, and we love helping people. And this is something I'll do the rest of my life.
Wow. I love your story, and I love the fact that Jeannie took control.
She took control.
Oh, we ladies know best.
Yeah.
And any men that don't think that ought to pretend they do, just just because it's a lot easier path in life if you disagree.
Oh yeah, much easier.
Yeah, but George, you know, we have this MAT school coming up. It's in Manchester at December the 6th and 7th. And, you know, we all have to qualify for Master Affiliate Training School. And there's a special event on the Friday night beforehand. Two parts, really. What would you advise people to try and do regarding the Friday night special event? And then what would you say to people who maybe haven't yet qualified for that MAT school? You know, what would their focus be? Would you just say, don't bother, it's just before Christmas, we'll leave that one? Or would you, what would you advise?
Well, it's not real complex.
No.
The first thing you have to do is believe you can do it. You know, you've got to decide, I can do this. I can. I will do this. You know, and once you make that decision, then you put all your energy toward doing what it takes to be there. First thing you do is that, you know, the first thing we ever did was that you got about 5 weeks, plus 5-6 weeks, and just start having lots of appointments. It's all about appointments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The success of your business is relative to the number of appointments that you make. And so you start having lots of appointments, and then you ascertain their level of interest, get them started on the products, and if they want more information, then start doing good follow-up. And between now and then, I mean, a lot of people can get results in 6 weeks. A lot of people come into the business right after they get results. I didn't wait to get results, but that seems to be a trend. And when you do the good follow-up, then the way that you set it up for them to go to the MAT school and special events is you tell them you just got to meet the people and hear the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your case, you've got to qualify before. So I would be shooting for the last week of November to qualify. And the way that I help people get qualified is about a week before the end of November, after I've shown the business and I have a number of prospects, I go back to them and I say, you know, I don't want you to ever come back to me and tell me that I didn't tell you all the information. But if you were to decide to come in as a master affiliate for the end of the month, you'd be fully qualified going into the next month, which means you can make all five forms of income. And then you tell them that about 3 or 4 days before, and then you call them back and say, did you think about it? What would you like to do? And a lot of times people will say, I think I'd like to have become a master affiliate. The other thing you can add to that is that if you do become a master affiliate, then what happens is that you will qualify to go to your first training in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good, not only can you get, you start the business and have a business and make it the highest profit level and being able to make all five forms of income, but you also qualify for the MAT school. Well, if you get a number of them become master affiliates and you've got a certain amount of volume, I think it's 3,000, then I don't know what it is pounds wise. Okay, that's dollars.
No, don't worry.
Okay, your points wise. Okay, points are the same. So then it's highly likely that you also qualify as a master affiliate. Sponsoring master affiliates is going to help you get there. But if you're sponsored along the way, if you have a number of appointments and you sponsor enough quick starts, and I don't know what you call fast starts over there,
fast starts,
but you sponsor a number of those and get your volume up to 5,000 points, then you can qualify. But regardless of how you do it, the key is this week, start setting appointments and doing great follow-up. And use your upline to share stories. And just the basics. You know, you just start doing the basics and do it more consistently and with more and accelerate and believe you can do it. And, you know, there'll be some people that maybe, let's see, you don't have to qualify to come to the Friday night, do you?
That's right.
You don't
have
to do that.
So,
so the other thing is that we had one situation, you probably enjoy this. We had this couple, we went and showed them the business, and we invited them to come Friday night. They did, and they left. And the next day they showed up at the Master Affiliate Training School, and they were not Master Affiliates. So what do? You got a new person that's all of a sudden driven somewhere all the way over here to it. And we said, well, what are you doing here? And they said, we're Master Affiliates. So we did the paperwork afterwards.
Well,
it'll just tell you, you don't know how it'll happen, but if you have people that are thinking about the business and they come on that Friday night, a lot of times they'll qualify as Master Affiliate that time. And then you may also qualify also that night. So you don't know how it's going to shake out. You just have to believe you can do it. Set up appointments, do good follow-up, help them get results on the product, get them there on Friday night, and good things will happen.
Wow. George, that is just wonderful. And, you know, I know we have a slight sort of difference between the U.S. and the U.K. in terms of when we can go Master Affiliate, but I do know that if you bring somebody on the Friday night and they intend to become Master Affiliates, they have a 7-day cooling off that they have to do, they can still come to Matt's school the next day. So even if they're not yet fully registered as a Master Affiliate, so if they've come on the Friday, decided that they are going to be Master Affiliates, they can register as distributors through a Fast Start or whatever, and then they can come up the next day. We don't make them wait 3 months. So that's wonderful, George. Thank you so much. I mean, there's always something else that we hear in your story when you come on and share for us, and we're really grateful for you to give up your time and share. So I'm just going to quickly ask Mel to summarize, because I think you could almost do it in 4 words, Mel.
Well, it was just brilliant. Thank you so much for a great call. Thank you, Faizan, Deborah, David, for coming on, sharing your stories, as always. Incredibly powerful. Thank you. But with regards to what George said, well, I love it. You just said it's really not complex. That's what it says at the top of my little notes here. It says it's not complex. Believe you can do it, believe that you will do it, and put all your energies into working towards the next Matt school. We've got 5 weeks, but in that time, obviously, by doing lots of appointments, is going to really be the way forward. Speaking to lots of people, lots of appointments, get them on the products and do great follow-up with them. People want a business with good results. And it's all about getting people to meet the realest people and hear their stories. One thing that stood out was when you said, George, about I don't want you to come back to me and say I didn't tell you. So this is the best way to build your business, is by getting to Master Affiliate level. And by doing that now, you've got, by the end of November, say, then that gives you the opportunity to start start being a Master Affiliate and then qualifying for our MAT school. And don't rule out the Friday night. You know, people can make that decision Friday night before Saturday mats. But use your upline and just do the basics consistently. Thank you so much for the call. It was brilliant.
Well, thank you for the summary, Mel, and thank you to everyone who shared. And I'm going to open up the lines and let everybody say goodbye to each other. It's been a great call. longer than usual, but it was worth it. So thank you so much, everybody, and here we go.